With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel and Hamas agree to extend the truce for two more days and to free more hostages and prisoners.
The announcement made by the Qatari government in a post on X brings the prospect of a longer halt to their deadliest and most destructive war and further exchanges of militant-led hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. It also comes on the final day of the original four-day truce between the warring sides. Three prisoner swaps have taken place under that original deal, including one involving a four-year-old Israeli-American girl, while a fourth exchange is also part of it. Israel has said it would extend the ceasefire by one day for every 10 additional hostages released. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel confirms 11 hostages released from Hamas captivity have returned to Israeli territory. Republicans want to pair Ukraine aid with assistance to secure the U.S. border when Congress returns this week.
Republicans in both chambers of Congress have made clear that they will not support additional aid for Ukraine unless it is paired with border security measures to help manage the record influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republicans hope that Democrats will feel political pressure to accept some of their border proposals after illegal crossings topped a daily average of more than 8,000 earlier this fall. President Joe Biden, who is running for re-election next year, has faced pressure even from fellow Democrats over the migrant flow. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The family of Rosalynn Carter has begun 3 days of memorials for the former First Lady, who died November 19th at the age of 96. Former President Jimmy Carter plans to attend a memorial church service Tuesday in Atlanta for his wife of more than seven decades. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 56 points, the Nasdaq dropped 9. This is SRN News. A study of religious life in the UK gets a little help from dedicated amateurs.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable. Persecution of believers in India is on the rise already, but it tends to peak during election year when unscrupulous politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments directly opposing Christianity have already become a staple for candidates. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edge lower on Wall Street as markets looked ahead to updates on inflation and how American consumers are feeling about the economy. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%. The index coming off a holiday-shortened week and its fourth straight winning week. Shopify rose after announcing a Black Friday record of worldwide sales of $4.1 billion from its merchants. On Tuesday, the Conference Board issues its latest report on consumer confidence. And on Thursday, the government releases October data on the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. The Dow was down 56 points today, closing at 35,333. The Nasdaq lost 9 to 14,241. The S&P 500 dropped 9 to 4550. New York oil fell 68 cents to $74.86 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.